From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, how one North Texas school district is teaching English and Spanish at the same time. First, though, flu cases are on the rise in Dallas County. Dallas County Health and Human Services reported 758 positive flu tests during Thanksgiving week, more than twice as many in the previous week. One flu-related death was also reported last week in Dallas County. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week predicted a bad flu season. They announced the H3N2 strain of the flu virus was circulating nationwide, along with a variant that's not covered by this season's flu vaccine. However, health officials still recommend getting a flu shot as soon as possible. Governor-elect Greg Abbott has outlined his administration's top priorities when he takes office next month. The current state attorney general avoided conservative issues like abortion and open carry of handguns. He instead focused on bolstering early education. Abbott said he'd like to see every Texas child reading and doing math at grade level by third grade. He also wants to secure the Texas-Mexico border and to pump $4 billion annually into roads and infrastructure. A real estate developer based in Canada has donated 80 acres of land to Tarleton State University for construction of a new, larger campus in Fort Worth.
We are partnering with the City of Fort Worth, NTTA, and the Walton Group to make this happen along the new Chisholm Trail Parkway.
University President Dominic DiTavio yesterday said Tarleton's history began in 1899, more than 65 miles southwest of Fort Worth in Stephenville. A rancher there believed those of humble circumstances should have access to higher education.
Today, Tarleton is a comprehensive university approaching 12,000 students with a global presence and research programs that benefit the state, the nation, and indeed the world.
Bill Doherty, CEO of the Walton Group, he said the company gifted the property to Tarleton because it believes in the investment of higher education.
Doing business in this city and in this state is just, it's incredible. It's just a can-do attitude. You get help from the elected officials. It's not like that in other states, unfortunately.
Tarleton's first building for its new Fort Worth campus could cost as much as $55 million. And serve an estimated 4,000 to 5,000 students. Over the past few decades, demographic change has transformed student bodies in North Texas. Schools also have transformed the way they teach English by teaching Spanish at the same time. In the latest chapter of KERA's American Graduate Series, Generation One, Stella Chavez checks in at a school in Grand Prairie that begins dual language teaching as early as pre-K.
On most mornings, Teresa Martin's kindergarten students gather on the carpet and listen to her read.
¿Cuál es nuestro objetivo? Brianna?
She's asking the kids what they're learning, and one girl answers, read and ask questions. The kids pair up and do just that, in Spanish. Here at Bowie Elementary in Grand Prairie, half the students are what's known as English language learners. Martin says learning two languages works best when you're very young.
Those kids that do come in strong, fluently, that pick up the Spanish, they can write it, speak it, and read it phonetically, the English comes in a little bit easier.
Grand Prairie has been taking this dual language approach for nearly a decade. Here's how it works. Students in pre-K through first grade are taught language arts and Spanish. Beginning in second grade, that subject is in both languages. Math is always taught in English, science in Spanish. Outside of those classes, there's the language of the day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's Spanish. Tuesday, Thursday, it's English. Kids and teachers use the designated language in the hallway, during recess, in the library, or computer lab. That can be a challenge.
Sometimes they are very shy. They're not comfortable with the language, especially when I'm doing math. I know I have very smart students. They're capable. You know, they can explain it to me in Spanish perfectly. But when I'm asking them to do it in English, it's like they shut down or they're quiet.
Most of their parents speak only one language, Martin says. Yet most of the district's English language learners were born in the U.S.
I always tell my kids, we do not use the word I cannot. For example, this class, I had some that told me I don't speak English, I do not understand. And they'll tell me, I don't want to speak English.
That's where the buddy system comes in. Each kid's paired with a classmate who's stronger in the other language. Look at a chart on the wall. Blue is for the best English speakers, red's for Spanish. Martin says kids are usually less shy about speaking English when they're practicing together. And that's where the fun comes in. Here the kids sing words and practice the sounds that different letters make.
Pez, sombrero, sombrero.
5-year-old Dania Villatoro is enthusiastic about her class.
Si hoy tenemos que hablar inglés, por eso yo quiero aprender mucho inglés.
She doesn't just want to learn English, she wants to learn a lot of English. The principal at Bowie Elementary, Delise Hardy, says bilingual education has changed dramatically. A couple of decades ago, it was more of a transitional program to get kids to learn English as quickly as possible.
Now we're looking at biliteracy, and we're looking at bilingual students. So no longer is it just about developing the English, but it's developing the English at the same time that we're developing the Spanish. And so we're producing kids who students who can go into eventually the workforce, they can be bilingual, biliterate.
Alicia Salinas oversees the district's dual language efforts. She says they're working. 2 years ago, English language learners in Grand Prairie had higher passing rates on STAR tests in reading, writing, math, and science than their counterparts statewide.
Not only are our English language learners doing better in English in regards to academics, talking, reading, everything else, but they didn't have to sacrifice losing their Spanish.
Plus, learning the building blocks of one language makes it easier to learn the basics of another. Rosanna Boyd of the University of North Texas says speaking two languages can help people process information more quickly, stimulate brain growth, and even delay the onset of Alzheimer's.
I think people sometimes need to understand that it's not just a matter of, yeah, let's just learn English and move forward. I mean, long-term effects need to be looked at, too. Where do you want these people to go after high school? Do you want them to be able to travel to China or travel to South America and establish businesses that will help the United States economically?
While younger kids may struggle with English, you can see the progress the older kids are making in a fourth-grade math class at Bowie.
When you find out the expense, you need to find out the income. And then when you find out the income, then you subtract the expense minus the income. And then you get the profit.
As teacher Maria Mercado explains, they aren't just learning how to solve math problems.
We use lots of academic vocabulary. As they're working, they're creating vocabularies to place on the content wall.
And that, Mercado says, is an advantage, building a vocabulary in two languages.
Are we ready to work with your bilingual partners?
Yes!
Stella Chavez, KERA News.